Hey, Half, before we get to Mike, Tom Alaris, the best in the business. Yes. I'm not sure whether you caught much of the Cadell Evans Great Ocean Road Race.
I didn't see a lot of it.
Mate, it looked so good on TV.
Fair day
it. Looked unreal. Mike Tom Alaris joins us. G'day, Mike. Congratulations on the way it all looked. It looked fantastic on the telly.
Well, I wish I had something to do with it, Marco, but that's very nice of you to say so.
I don't care that you had nothing to do with it.
No, well, listen, it just goes to show that even though the commercial networks are taking over the world of cycling right now, people still think it's on SBS.
Mm.
So it's a great kudos, I guess, to the network that started it all way back in the early 1990s.
No, that is true. That is true. The part I caught it, right where they're going past Bowen Heads Golf Club, the clubhouse that you hit it over. I played golf with Half down at Bowen Heads one day, and he hit it over the clubhouse, Mike. I'll never forget it.
I wasn't supposed to do that, Mike.
I went for a ride with Cadell Evans once along the Great Ocean Road there, and I think I might have been hit by one of those golf balls.
Very possible. Hey, we talked up a showdown before the race, Mike, between Mark Cavendish, the Minx Missile, and young Aussie gun Caleb Ewan, but we didn't get it. We were upstaged.
Caleb Ewan is just developing so nicely, isn't he? We've seen him over the summer. And Mark Cavendish, what can you say about a man who's won 26 stages at the Tour de France, plus the countless of other victories in his career? It didn't happen, and I'll tell you why, because that course that Cadell has laid down is very hard. And they follow the Great Ocean Road for a small time, but then they turn right, go inland where the hills are, and it's very tough for these sprinters to keep up with the likes of those who have got race ambitions. It's just a tough course for these guys. And Caleb and Cav, at this time of the year, it's very early in this season for these guys. It's very hard to dominate or tackle a course like that. So we'll just have to wait for another time. Look, their time together will come. It may not come in 2016 because Cav is doing the Tour de France, and I know that Caleb Ewan is not. He's concentrating on the Giro in May. But look, I know for a fact that Caleb will line up in the big races in 2017. He's still young, 21 years of age. He's got a big future in front of him.
Well, speaking of Latour, two-time champ Chris Froome in town for the Herald Sun Tour. He must be excited.
I am, and it's a great coup for the organisers. The two-time winner of the Tour de France has opted to start his year in Victoria. He's bypassed the Tour Down Under. He's bypassed any other event during the summer of cycling here in Australia. He feels that this race, a four-day event, is suited to his overall ambitions, and that is to win the Tour de France for a third time. His whole year revolves around that big race in July, and what better way than Melbourne, Victoria, to start off a new year, a new campaign.
Looking forward to it, Mike. We're going to catch you at the City Square. I think we're doing an OB from town for the Herald Sun Tour.
I'll try and get there, but I can tell you there are listeners from all over the world listening to SCN and City Cycling Reports. I've got a mate in Beirut listening right now, Rhino. And he has got the radio on SEN 24/7, let me tell you.
Rhino. It's Rhino in Beirut.
Oh, we'll give him a bataki just for listening.
Just send him a ham.
The SEN agenda coming up next. Dave the Vodovic 2 before 5. This new